like to send out thoughts and prayers to our good friend Robin Washit, who had the made the unfortunate mistake of simply notifying people that Nebraska basketball players will have to wear masks during the game tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So now it's his fault.
He's being ratioed right away on Twitter.
Well, I'm glad we proved that once again we've handled a delicate issue like adults.
Speaking of, it's time. Let's handle this like adults, people. It's time for the tweet bag. Send us a tweet at Happer Show. There's still time, even during this segment, to get them all in, but we have a good good pile of them in there already. And Josh has informed me that there are prizes involved here, so keep sending them, and you're going to have a chance to win them. Josh, would you like to divulge more details?
I would love to divulge more details. We got a couple of passes to we're going to get you some food at Frank's Pizzeria.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone loves Frank's.
I do love Frank's. Frank's is really good. Best New York-style pizza in Omaha. There's a take for you.
Is that you're going on the record?
Yeah, I'll say it.
Okay.
Shout out Frank's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the Linden Market there, 132nd Street?
32nd Dodge, yep.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Frank's Pizzeria, Omaha.com for more info. We will start the tweet bag. I like a good rummage first.
Yeah, go ahead. Take a peek.
I'm not going to read that one because it's hilarious, but also tad risque. You can see it there on Twitter. It's fun.
Which one? Which one?
Aaron's tweet. Aaron. It's the first one.
From way back?
Quotes a
I can't find
commercial
it.
From one of our stations.
Oh, here. Gotcha. Oh, yeah. I did see that one earlier.
I don't think you have that problem. You're a young guy.
Nope.
Favorite sports uniforms of all time. This one comes from Ethan.
Whoa. Okay. My general uniform take is this. I like cleanliness. If there's too much going on, that's usually a bad thing. Baseball uniforms, pretty traditional. Got to have the home uniforms, got to have the pure white base. The road jerseys got to have the pure gray. When the Diamondbacks did the weird thing a couple of years ago where their gray was like different from everybody else's gray, I thought that was really weird and stupid, and then they fixed that problem, which is good. And then you go to the colors from there. Favorite jerseys, though. Man, I don't know. I'll tell you this. I just know what's like, I know what I like and what I don't like. Like the Rams new jerseys. They're still not good.
Get rid of those off-whites. Those
like, why did they put like a dirty Microsoft Paint gradient on the numbers?
Yeah, I don't like the gradient. I don't like that they also look like they're made of like sticky glove stuff. Like, I get the kids are kind of into that. Maybe that's just that I've aged out of it thing, but I don't like the gradient.
I like the color scheme. Yeah. But
the blue is sharp. The yellow is sharp.
Something happened with Nebraska's uniforms over the last like decade or so. And I think I've tried to tell people this before, and they don't they don't understand what I'm talking about. So I'll try and explain it here as well, and you'll probably not explain what I'm talking about as well. But like in 2000, there was a clear difference when Nebraska went to the Big Ten. It's like in 2009, like I feel like the numbers were bigger, and the names on the back of the uniforms were bigger. I always liked that. And maybe it's just the way that Adidas started designing the uniforms a little bit differently or whatever it might have been. But bigger name on the back, bigger numbers. Now, Nebraska's color scheme is, it's simple. It's good. Their helmets are really good. Oh, man, but I don't know if I have a direct answer for that. The Cowboys I'm looking at Cowboys 49ers highlights right now. They're showing them, but the Cowboys uniforms are really good. They're clean. They're sharp. Same thing with the 49ers ones as well. A lot of teams in the NFL do a really good job with it.
Yeah, that was a good uniform combo.
Was a great uniform combo. I don't have an answer for you though. I'm sorry, man. I don't want to skimp out on the tweet bag because I feel like that's not the point of it.
I feel like you got to have like a classic answer and then a modern answer.
Yeah. I would need some examples. I mean, the better way to go about this game is like, Give me a uniform and I'll tell you if I like it or not. By the way, the Royals are putting out new uniforms this year.
Ooh.
They're bad.
Oh, no.
My favorite team has changed their uniforms to bad.
What have they done? Is this a leak thing or are they out?
No, they actually did it. They're out.
Oh, okay. So I could Google it and find out?
You could. They simplified it too much. Their road jerseys used to have they had the cursive on it. It just said Kansas City. I thought those were clean and sharp. And while not that, there was nothing really to it, they just took cursive out. Maybe it's because the kids don't understand cursive anymore. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't like the font of Kansas City.
Yeah, it's weird.
It looks like an alternate Jayhawk uniform almost.
It looks like what I would create if the jersey creator worked on MLB The Show. it doesn't feel like there's much that goes into it. I don't know. So those aren't good. I'm kind of disappointed by that.
Your stance on powder blue.
Good. Pro.
Yeah.
Pro.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Pro. Yeah, for sure. Next.
Next question. Michael tweets in, when will Connor show his face to his followers now that he has shaved his beard?
I think the paparazzi will get me eventually.
They are out.
I'll walk outside the building today and I'll be available to be seen. I will not be sending said picture out until I feel like I'm in a better spot with my face. Somebody else can take a picture of me and post it on Twitter. That's fine.
Do you need stubble before you show it or do you need full growth?
I don't know. Okay. Today is just today's bad for me. I like doing this radio show because I can forget what I look like for 4 hours. Unless people make fun of me, which, is deserved because I look like a total idiot.
Jackie tweets in.
Hmm.
Feel like you might know this person.
Interesting name.
Favorite Super Bowl commercial of all time. Bonus question. Are Super Bowl commercials still a thing?
Super Bowl commercials are still a thing.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah. They haven't been good in a while, but they are still a thing.
That's true. Gosh, man, these are tough questions today. I do not. There's not one that immediately comes to my mind. I'll pull up a list.
Yeah, that's. I'm gonna cheat too.
I mean, you have to. I can't pull one out. I can't off the top of my head.
The only one that comes to mind when someone asks that question is Apple's 1984. Commercial.
What did they do?
This was back in 1984.
Well, I don't remember.
Well, they aired it one time, and it was to introduce Macintosh computers or something like that.
Okay.
And it was a play on George Orwell's book, 1984. And this track star was running down. She threw a hammer and killed big business once and for all, basically.
There has been...
So that the little guy, Apple, could get in there. And
there's been some good... Doritos ones over the last several years.
Yeah,
I feel like they've been kind of some of my favorites.
Doritos always strong.
It feels like it's been a little bogged down. Like a lot of Bud Light. Last year it was everybody's really sad and sentimental, so we're going to do a sad and sentimental commercial. Not the right place for me.
No. Don't make me sad during the Super Bowl.
One that consistently pops up here is a Betty White Snickers commercial from 2010.
That was a good one.
So a guy turned into Betty White, and that's when the whole Snickers, you need a Snickers thing. Oh, Apple 1984 came in at number 2 on this list that I'm getting from StadiumTalk.com.
Hey, that's the same list I'm on. Yeah. I liked the Volkswagen Force commercial from 2011 where the kid is dressed up as Darth Vader and he's pretending to start the car with his Force hand, but it's really his parents behind him.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. I'm sure the day after the Super Bowl we'll come back and we'll have a whole segment where we do the list.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Yeah. It's an important part of the game. But I don't
WhatsApp was a Super Bowl commercial.
Was it?
I think so.
I always feel like that was just a normal commercial.
I don't know.
JD tweets in the Budweiser Clydesdales right after 9/11. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. That is the exception to the rule where don't make me sad during the Super Bowl.
Puppy monkey baby. See, there we go. But no, I don't have a favorite that I hold close to my heart.
And now, because the internet is so prevalent, like it's such a part of our daily lives, they start putting them out like a week or two before, like, hey, this is our Super Bowl ad.
Right.
I was like, no, don't do that. Save it.
The internet
ruins everything.
All right. Next.
Okay. Methed out, Curtis writes in, methed out squirrel versus the rabbit from Monty Python.
Oh.
That rabbit was big, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well,
no, the rabbit at the end of Monty Python and the Holy Grail seemed just rabbit. I don't think he was super big.
Oh, no, he was a normal size.
Yeah, just very aggressive. Okay, so this is good. The size comp is similar.
Okay, so yeah, they're fighting in the same weight class, basically. I still think the rabbit has a size advantage here. Does the rabbit have a quickness advantage over the squirrel?
Good question. Does the meth speed up the squirrel? That's something we don't know.
Possible. I'm going to go with the rabbit off of size.
I will go squirrel based off of the meth. I think that could...
The meth helps.
Keep it going a little longer.
In this specific case, I think the meth helps. Yeah,
running on adrenaline, yep. More or less. Great question from Curtis. We definitely need more animals fighting.
Yep, thank
questions
you.
Here in the tweet bag. Doc hits us up at Happer Show. What's the most you would pay for a steak in a restaurant?
Ooh.
I would like to also amend this question. What's the most you have paid for a steak?
I went to, at Media Days over the summer, I had a chance to take in St. Elmo's in Indy for the first time.
Cocktail sauce.
And I told myself before that, it was a work trip, and they were basically like, hey, don't get too crazy. And I felt like, cool, but I don't want any umbrella here, you know? So as much as I don't want to pay for this, I'm going to pay for this myself. So mm-hmm. it was a one-time thing. It was an experience, and I wanted to do it big. Everybody else was at the table was doing it big too. And I think that steak was like $50 to $60 or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've paid that.
Yeah, and I felt like that was like reasonable. Mm-hmm. Certainly could have gone another level up or a couple levels up, but I feel like, you can get a pretty dang good quality thing. Now, it also depends on the city that you're in as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely.
What kind of experience you're looking for. But, if it's a situation where it's like, yeah, I found my way to like this 5-star New York City restaurant or something like that, and they, for some reason, are touting this $200 steak, I might go for it.
Maybe.
I might go for it.
Yeah, you'll know very quickly when you see a place from the outside and the inside whether or not you're gonna willing to foot the bill.
Yeah, I might go for it. But the most I have is probably that, I guess, like, I don't know, $60 or something like that.
Yeah, 60 to 80 sounds right for what I've paid. I would go higher if the situation warranted.
It's totally situationally dependent.
Yeah.
Like, it's the restaurant that you're at, what the people around you are doing. I could definitely go for it on an outing, on a meal, for sure. I'm not afraid to go big on a meal.
There's not a lot of things that I will go big on. Steak, good food is one of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jake tweets in, this feels like an inside joke that I'm not a part of, but
okay.
I will read the question as written.
All right.
I apologize if I offend anyone for my poor language skills.
Mm-hmm.
If DeGrom and Scherzer stay healthy, do the Mets win the World Series? If not, what month do you think will console de saison?
Console the season.
Mm.
The Mets do not seem as if they're going to win a World Series anytime soon.
Nope. So Mets are always going to Met.
There's going to be something that inevitably goes wrong in that run. They could create the best roster they could possibly get. Scherzer, by the way, is getting up there in age. Still pretty good.
He is.
But the Mets are kind of loading up. They want to try and win a World Series as they do every year. They'll make some sort of, you know, splash offseason signing, and
they love to win the offseason.
And then that person will get hurt, or something. You know, they'll have a steroid suspension or something like that. All these, there have been way crazier things to happen to the Mets. I just don't think they're going to win a World Series. You probably end up going on some ridiculously long losing streak in late July, mm-hmm. leading right up to the deadline, which makes the deadline very, very confusing on what you're going to do. But then you buy anyway, and then it becomes worthless. And you make one little last run at it, and you're eliminated by September 20th.
Yeah, that sounds like a typical Mets season. I mean, you're playing the Nationals and the defending world champion Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. You give it a run,
uh-huh.
and you ultimately fall short. And then there's that little piece. I mean, we're familiar with this around here. There's that little piece that keeps you hanging on for next season. It's like, they gave it a run there. If they would have had 10 more games left in the season instead of just, you know, a few here, they would have caught whoever it is in front of them. They would have caught the Braves. They would have caught the Nats. It would have caught Philly. All those teams are good. They're pretty competitive. I don't know. I'm sorry. I appreciate and enjoy the Mets because they don't really have any impact on my life. I really liked when Jeurys Familia gave up a home run to Alex Gordon in game one of the 2015 World Series. People forget that. I really like when Lucas Duda threw the ball to the backstop as Eric Hosmer scored the tying run in game five of the 2014 World Series, 15 World Series. So I have nothing but appreciation for the Mets.
I hate the Mets. I hate them.
Next
pitcher that they sign will just enjoy New York too much. Remember that guy?
Matt Harvey.
Remember that guy? Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. This guy. Mike, you can't have a nickname in New York if you can't stand him. Mike Francesa and Mike and the Mad Dog had an aneurysm collectively about the Dark Knight.
Dwayne of Chicken Noodle Soup fame.
Just wants to talk about Qualcomm.
Dwayne hits us up at Happer Show. Do either of you go camping? If you do, are you a tent guy, you camper guy? My idea of camping, Dwayne says, is a hotel room and room service. Mm. I'm with Dwayne.
See, I'm not I honestly don't think I've ever done room service. I don't think I've ever ordered anything to my room. I like to go out in the hotel or in the city that I'm in.
Yeah, I like to do a lap around the hotel, see what it's in walking distance.
I go with the flow. I have camped before. I would not call myself a camping guy. Camping is not something that I do often. Camping is something that I have done before. It's uncomfortable, but I think that could be good. And it's a thing, right? If you're making a weekend out of it, it could become a thing. Have you ever done the float down the Niobrara River up there?
I have not.
It's a great time. It's a great time. You go up there, there's no cell phone service or anything like that, and you stay on the banks of the Niobrara for two nights, and you know, you get there late on a Friday night because it's a whatever 7-8 hour drive to get up there, and then you float down straight back to your camp. Like they bus you up 45 minutes up the river, and then you drink and float down the river back to your camping spot, and that takes, you know, all day long on Saturday, and you dip out on Sunday. It's a good time. I appreciate that. Once a year, though.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, it's good. But I'm not a camping guy, per se.
I am very much not a camping guy. You guys like it. That's great. You do you. I'm not made for it.
Okay.
I'm soft, and I will fully admit that. One more question here, and then we'll close the tweet bag for today. David, what's your go-to snack while watching a game?
The thing that I am most likely to... It's all based on accessibility. It's all based on kind of what's there for me, what I got in the pantry. Mm-hmm. Now, if I have a whole grocery store at my fingertips, I could go for any one of the the medium to heavy appetizers, like a wing or a queso. Something like that. Like, if that's available to me, great. Usually, what I'm going to find at my house is chips or the personal favorite, popcorn.
Yeah.
Give me the popcorn.
What kind? What's your brand? Let's give, we don't do shout outs, but I have, free shout out right here.
I have the Air Popper.
Okay.
Which can be a little tricky because it gets dry. Mm-hmm. So we're not dealing with a microwave here. We have a little air popper and you pour your own kernels into it.
Yeah.
But you got to like spray it down with some butter as it kind of comes out. There could be a lot of that involved. I don't know what the brand of the kernel is.
That's
you
okay.
Want to know my kernel brand?
No, we'll get to that later. Plenty of time.
I was, no free shout outs, but this one's free. Orville Redenbacher kettle.
Kettle?
Yeah.
I don't like the kettle corn.
I love the kettle.
I'm just not Midwestern enough, I guess.
Do you, when you go to the, now, are you Midwestern enough where you go to the pumpkin patch?
I have a child, so, but I do work during football season, so I
didn't go this past year.
I see myself go. Oftentimes you want to go to the pumpkin patch with grandma? Grandma wants to go to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. Usually I find my way there once a year.
Yeah.
And it's a quick stroll. It's an hour and a half. It's like, you think the zoo's a good idea, but it's like, okay, I can only do so much of this. But every time I'm there, I get the big thing of popcorn and it's really good.
That is where kettle corn tastes the best.
Yeah.
Is at the pumpkin patch. I will say that.
The fingers are sticky, but the kettle corn is a good thing to have. And then you want to get the lemonade because, you know.
You're there. You got to do it right. You know.
Popcorn would be my answer to this.
Love popcorn. So hungry.
That concludes the tweet bag. All right. We're growing here.
That's a good tweet bag.
If you're a winner, I don't know the criteria, but if you're a winner, Josh will just reach out.
Open up those DMs. I'll slide in.
Okay, good. We'll send that your way. Some Frank's Pizza. Hell yeah. We'll take a quick time out here. Chris Bazinet of the Lincoln Journal Star. Fred Hoiberg has talked this afternoon. Trigger warning, maybe there will be some mask talk as Nebraska basketball players who tested positive last week will have to wear a mask during the game. Maybe we'll get that in there. Baz on Husker Basketball and more next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.